Welcome to the DMD edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the Duchenne muscular dystrophy community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent with Rare Disease Advisor. We're talking today with Paul Heaton at the Cure Duchenne 2022 Futures Conference in Orlando, Florida. Paul and his wife, Laura, are cattle ranchers in Warden, Montana, a small town east of Billings. Their 8-year-old son, Grant, has Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The Heatons run Calves to Cure DMD, an effort to raise funds for Duchenne research. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Larry. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your effort, your fundraising effort. How did it start and what is it you do exactly?
When Grant was diagnosed with Duchenne, you know, we went through what everybody goes through trying to get it figured out and research. And, you know, pretty quickly we came to the same conclusion that everybody does, that the only chance is to find a cure or even a treatment. And that has to be done by raising money. And that's how we got hooked up with Cure Duchenne. And our idea was to hold an annual cattle sale, all-class cattle sale in Billings, Montana. And people can bring in an animal and donate a portion of their check to us, and then we send the money to Cure Duchenne for research.
Great. I'd like to back up a bit. Now, Montana is one of the least populated states in the United States, and I cannot imagine there are too many cases of Duchenne in your state.
No, there's not. Through the last 4 years, we've met a few people that are in the same boat as we are. And yeah, there's not very many. You don't hear about it very often. So kind of the bonus of our sale is getting a little more awareness out there about Duchenne.
Right. Grant has duplication of exons 3 through 6, correct?
Correct.
So that's not a common deletion.
No, it's kind of a rare mutation that goes with it. And, you know, that's part of the fight for this long 79 axons is find something that works for everybody and can do something.
I see. Well, intellectually, how is he doing as opposed to physically?
Good. He's just finished first grade and heading on to second grade. Mm-hmm. He's smarter than I am. Kind of hard to keep up with him. He's reading really good and has a lot of fun at school and everything's going good that way.
And he's still able to walk, right?
Yeah, he's still ambulatory. Okay. He's slowed down a little bit and we're using a scooter, a power scooter, a little bit more all the time, especially during school. Like everybody with Duchenne, you try to take it easy and save as much muscle as you can at all times.
Right. As I recall, you have a company that builds barbed wire fencing, right?
Yep, that's right. I'm a fence contractor.
Right. And part of his therapy involves horseback riding.
Yep. Yeah, we've got some horses and we use them for working our cows and trailing them and everything. And we try to keep Grant included in everything we do. We got to do some modifications when we're doing stuff and make sure that he's safe and can participate. You know, that's a big deal for him, is to be in the middle of everything. So we do what we can to do that.
Now, a lot of families such as yours have done something similar, start a foundation or a 501c3 or a charity of some kind to raise money for research. And yet what you're doing is, of course, it seems very different than what anybody else has done with the idea of livestock auctions.
Right. Well, it kind of fits in with our area, Montana. Our biggest industry is agriculture. There's a lot of people in the state that we know that are tied in with agriculture and cattle, and everybody wants to help. And we kind of use this as our vehicle for anybody around the entire state to pitch in and do what they can.
Mm-hmm. And this is an annual auction that you do every September, right?
Yep. Every September, somewhere around the middle of the month on a Thursday. This will be our fourth year this year. And it seems to be growing a little bit bigger every year. We've raised a little over $60,000 in the last 3 years and just want to keep adding to the total.
You do this in September because calving is in the spring.
Right.
So they need time to grow.
Yep. Yeah. Calves are going to be coming to market in the fall. Our sales a little bit before the big fall run of calves are coming to market. There's a few that are coming through all the time. And it kind of gives us a chance to kind of hit cows, yearlings, bulls. Anybody can bring anything. And it's not just calves that we sell. Any of those, if they want to donate a portion of their check, we'll take it. It doesn't matter.
Do people also donate, for example, animals that are no longer productive on their farm?
Yes. Yep. Cull animals like that. You know, they've got a purpose like everything else does. A lot of beef animals, a lot of byproducts come from are used in medical fields, hamburger, you know, stuff like that. they're not making money on them anymore, so they got to sell them and keep moving and going like that and bring them to our sale and double whammy.
Where does Grant get his medical treatment?
In Billings and Spokane, Washington.
That's a trip.
Yep. Yeah, we go to Spokane once a year to the Shriners Hospital, and they've been with us since the beginning of our diagnosis. And
well, what does his treatment consist of at this point?
Kind of the basic PT, MDA clinics, AFOs that he sleeps in at night, corticosteroids. He's on Inflamza, and we've had really good luck with that. And then daily stretching and vitamins and just the normal Duchenne treat, or not treatments, but things that you have to do to keep your boy going.
You had some problems getting insurance companies to pay for Inflamza, right?
At the beginning, we did. When we first started on steroids, we were just as Inflamza was approved by the FDA, and the insurance company was fighting us on it. I think we fought them to a standstill, and now it's, we still have a fight every now and then, but we're on it and we've been on it now, so we're pretty good that way.
At this point, if clinical trials for Duchenne therapy were to benefit boys, would they help Grant, or is he too old?
It depends on which one it is. Some of them, he's too young. So, you know, you just got to keep track of everything, the clinical trial data that's coming out, and see what's out there. And what we've kind of learned is to just be as aggressive as we can to get the information and where it's at. We're so far away from a center, you know, that's doing research, that we're not on anybody's radar, you know, as far as that goes. So it's up to us to call them.
So what about raising awareness in Montana on Duchenne? How do people know about you? How have they heard about the disease, and how can they help if they want to?
Through our Facebook page has been a really big thing, Cavs to Cure DMD, and on at Facebook. That's helped a bunch. We do a lot of word of mouth, hanging flyers for the sale, radio interviews, anything like that to get the word out. And every year we've got such a core of people around the state that help us get the word out about the sale and are telling guys about it in the hills, you know, hey, there's a sale. If you want to donate something to it, bring it in, you know, and that seems to grow every year. You know, just the awareness of talking about Duchenne. And we always try, when we are talking about it, the sale or anything else, you know, an interview or anything like that, people are more than welcome to get a hold of us, and we will talk to them about what we've done and what we're doing. And if they need any help, we're there for them.
Did COVID shut you down in terms of the auctions?
No. No, we just plowed right through everything. We had our sale right in the middle of it both years and just kept going. I mean, what else are you going to do?
And what about at the legislative level? Is there any effort in Montana, for example, to publicize awareness or to perhaps look into newborn screening for Duchenne?
Not that I'm aware of. No, I don't think it's really on anybody's radar that way in our state.
What about rare disease in general in Montana?
It kind of seems like, you know, and this is just my personal feeling of it, is there's so, there's so many vehicles through social media and everything like that. The rare diseases in general are way more on people's minds. You know, you hear about them more. You can follow people and keep track of some stuff that they're talking about. So it's there, and I don't think there's as much of a stigma, maybe, if that's the right word, you know, to throw out there for it, because people, you got to do something so you're talking to people and getting the word out about whatever your rare disease is.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for talking to us. Good luck on your next auction, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Larry.
This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor. Thank you for listening.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.